What's going on, Clearview Today listeners, and happy Thursday. We want you to know that this episode of Clearview Today and today's secret word is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits. Mighty Muscadine offers a variety of products from their signature Muscadine grape juice to powerful dietary supplements. All of their products are made with 100% natural ingredients. No preservatives, no added sugar, just the rich, pure taste of Muscadine. So if you're looking to boost your health, Mighty Muscadine has you covered. Visit their website today, that's mightymuscadine.com, to learn more about the incredible health benefits of muscadines and discover your new favorite superfruit. And make sure you use our promo code today, that's T-O-D-A-Y at checkout, for an exclusive discount on your first purchase. Not only are you saving money, but you're supporting our show.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. Go on ahead and just click on it right there. Ticket. Just give us a nice 5-star review. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, and of course, the last one. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Link is in the description below, and we are here in the Clearview Today studio with our host, Dr. Abhidhan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, welcome to the show, my friend. Welcome. 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 Dr. Shah, say something. We're on the air, dude.
This is bad
radio, my friend. You gotta say something. Hey, let me try it one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Abhidhan Shah. Yes.
I don't think the number of times you push that button is going to summon him into that chair.
Did you tell him that we were recording today?
I did.
Let me just look at the email.
Sure.
Because he said, okay, wait. I got one from him. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
John and Ryan will not be in this week traveling. Handle the show as you see fit. Talk to you later. At least I think that's what TTYL is. Talk to you later, Dr. Shah.
Yeah, I think that means he's not going to be here.
What do we do? And I didn't notice until I hit record.
This is crazy to me that we didn't notice until we were already recording.
So Dr. Shah is going to be away for the next few days. He's traveling to somewhere super cool, super secret. We're going to share more details with you. I want to share some details now because it's really one of the most exciting things.
Yeah, we want to tell you now, but we can't tell you yet.
Can't tell you quite yet.
We will tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll find out. All this is going to be leading up to a really cool reveal. And I think God is really moving in a great way. So sit tight. Dr. Shah will be back on the show in like a week or so. But until then, Ryan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Why don't we just do everything as normal? Give us the verse of the day.
There you go.
Let's see what happens.
We'll just see what happens. Verse of the day today is coming to us from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Love the book of Romans.
Yeah.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
Christians are kind of funny because nobody will ever admit to being ashamed of the gospel. Like no one's ever going to
no one's going to come out and say that.
I straight up disagree with Paul. I am ashamed of the gospel. But man, when you're around the wrong crowd or the right crowd, depending on how you frame it in your mind, you really will not bring up the fact that you're a Christian. You know that 100%. You're not going to be accepted. You know that you're going to be ostracized. You know that people, they may not openly attack you, but they'll treat you different. They'll be reserved. They'll be guarded. They won't let their true selves out.
Sure.
And so you end up feeling like you're missing out. And so you say, I'm just not going to bring it up. I don't want to shove religion down nobody's throat. I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to be that weird Christian kid. So you don't say nothing.
Right.
And you end up being ashamed of the gospel. Paul says the very opposite. He says, I am not ashamed. And what does he say? It's the power,
it's the power
of God
to salvation.
Amen.
For everyone who believes. You know, we trick ourselves into thinking like, I don't want to be offensive.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, burn bridges. The gospel has been offensive since it has existed.
Jesus said, I'm about to come in here and offend all y'all.
Right. He said, I didn't come to bring peace, but to bring a sword. I came to divide households.
That's right.
Because the gospel divides households to those who believe and those who don't. But if you know someone who is, if you know someone is drowning, you're going to throw them a life preserver. Mm-hmm. If you know someone is in trouble, you're going to rescue them. If you know someone is destined for eternity separated from God in hell, it is the bare minimum of kindness that we can do to share the gospel with them.
And here's a bit of good news. It gets easier the older you get.
That's true.
Because I will fully admit, when I was in high school, I was ashamed to be a Christian. Because
I think the trick is you start to care less what people think about you.
You really do. Yeah, you really do. Dr. Sean, what do you think?
He's not here, remember?
Oh, yeah. That empty chair is just kind of like...
It's that muscle memory.
It's that muscle memory. Hey, it's like, yeah. Ryan, I do got one question.
Sure.
Did I be?
This is a segment we have not done for a while. This is Did I Be Fan?
Rare tradition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
This is the segment of our show where we recount something embarrassing, something kind of cringy that happened to us. This did not happen to me. This did not happen to Ryan. David, this is something that you brought to us, and you said, I have a good segment for Did I Do That, because you had a little drive-through snafu, as I understand.
Oh, no.
What happened in the drive-through?
I don't really know what was going through my mind on this day, but as I'm like going through the drive-thru, I'm in a completely different city. I'm helping out, helping Dr. Shaw with something, and I'm driving through Rocky Mount.
Mm-hmm.
So it's late at night. I'm like, all right, I'm going back home, but I'm hungry. Let me go to Cookout.
Sure.
So
Cookout is one of the great perks of living here in the South.
Late.
Let me tell you how this starts. First and foremost, I drive into the Cookout parking lot. I turn thinking that I'm going into the drive-thru. I go into the drive-thru the opposite way.
Oh.
So already,
you're going up to where the food delivery window.
Right.
How do you even do that?
I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
I've never done that.
It's a double drive-thru, so there's things on both sides.
So I'm thinking, I'm
going to make a loop.
I can understand that.
So that wasn't even the Did I Do That? That was just the start of it.
That was just the start of a bad food trip.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
no. I turn around finally and I'm like, okay, let me go in, get the drive-thru, get in the drive-thru, order my food. I'm like, hey, can I have a Cookout tray? I want it with two quesadillas, the cheese bites and french fries.
Cheese bites?
Yes. What the Wisconsin cheese bites.
Oh, they're
bites.
Good. They're really
good. So good. Okay.
You know, like, the fried cheese curds from a local gas station that shall remain unnamed.
that one, yeah.
I'm gonna look up Cookout cheese bites. Go ahead, David.
They're pretty good.
So I get that. I'm like, let me do that, and then I'm kind of feeling extra hungry. Let me get just a quesadilla by itself.
Sure.
They're like, cool, no problem.
So three quesadillas, cheese bites,
tresadillas.
Yes. Very nice, dude.
I'm like, let me get
a high fatty dinner.
Fine. They're like, hey, fine. Got you. Everything's great. That's going to be $7.33. I'm like, perfect.
Cool.
No problem.
I get to the window.
That's a cheap meal for all that food.
Well, I get to the window and I'm like, cool. Here's 10 bucks.
Right.
Hand the 10 bucks to the window.
$10, plenty of change.
The lady looks me in the face.
Get like $2.70 something cents.
Sure.
There. She looks me in the face and she says, do you have 33 cents? And I'm like, let me look, because I know... At a register, sometimes it's
they
better.
Want exactly.
Yeah, it's better.
Like whole bills.
So I look around. I'm like, sorry, I don't have 33 cents. This isn't really my car. And I don't have 33
cents. You
cent
were in Dr. Shaw's truck?
No. I was in a van.
Okay. Oh, in the church van.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was like, I don't have 33 cents on me. She's like, okay. Do you want me just to take off the quesadilla? I was like, no.
Why the heck would I want you to take my quesadilla?
Why would I want you to
I want to enjoy my quesadilla.
So I'm like, no, please. She's like, okay, but you don't have 33 cent, right? I was like, I don't, but here's $10. She said, I'm just going to take off the quesadilla. She shuts the window.
She just takes it off by herself?
Yeah, she shuts the window. She opens it up. She's like, here you go. Enjoy your food. I'm just kind of like shocked, right? So I don't say anything. I'm just
sure.
Like,
so she did take the quesadilla
off?
She
did take the quesadilla
just
off.
She just chose to.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right.
Wow. Because you wouldn't give her like extra change.
Right. I'm like, that's interesting. So pull away, sit in the drive-thru. I look at the receipt. For all of my food, it would have been $10.33.
And not $7.33.
Not $7.33. So she thinks I'm trying to jip her of 33 cents. I was like, what the heck?
I would
heck?
Love to know what was running through her mind.
Yeah,
she's like, this guy will not pay me this money.
Okay, so here's the thing. That is kind of embarrassing, but I'm gonna be Team David on this one. I've not worked in food, well, I've worked in a restaurant, but as a busboy, so I've never dealt with food and money. I feel like 33 cents, she should have been like, man, just enjoy your food.
Yeah, but I wasn't even trying to get away.
She says that.
33 cents?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they tender those registers every night.
The night. She could get in big trouble.
Over less than a dollar?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
Would
yes.
you? So you worked at Chick-fil-A. Would you have gotten in trouble for not hassling someone over 33 cents?
If it were me at Chick-fil-A and they genuinely didn't have 33 cent and it wasn't like just a confusion, then I would give them the food, but I would pay the 33 cent.
Seriously?
Out of my pocket.
33
just cents? Just to be nice. Yes.
But
I'm not letting my register go unbalanced when they go to Tim.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, where did you work? Shoney's?
No.
You didn't work at Shoney's?
No, I worked at Ruby Tuesday.
Shuckers?
I worked at Shuckers too.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Also Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah. So a little bit different. I was waiting tables instead of like actually taking food service orders. But yeah, if a person didn't have enough money, like I would have to cover it out of my money.
But you can't just be like, hey man, it's all good. The register has to be balanced.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of authority. Yeah, 100%. I get in trouble.
You work for a company. They get their money.
But yeah, they got almost all their money.
Now a manager could come in. I could be like, hey, this guy doesn't have enough money. And the manager could be like, okay, no problem. You know, you go ahead and take that.
Right.
Manager could do that. But I don't, as a server, I don't have that authority.
if
I start making calls like that, that's going to be a reprimand.
Genuinely, there is a reality where you have to explain to your manager why the register has 33 cents less than what it says it should have.
Yes.
I'm floored.
Yeah.
I feel like we got to take a break.
100%. Yeah. That's
Dr. Shaw. What do you think, man? What do you think, Dr. Shaw?
He's not here.
Yeah, that's right.
John.
Yeah. Sorry. I just kept trying to.
Yeah. I just was hoping.
What were you saying?
That's food service.
I'm floored.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm floored. Well, I feel like we just got to take a break. I got to recompose myself.
I got to think about
something. I got to explain to someone why the register doesn't have 33 cents.
Absolutely.
Well, was the food at least slapping? Did you?
The food was phenomenal.
But you only got two quesadillas.
If I had had another quesadilla,
it would have been over the top. It would have been bliss.
Yeah.
No, you didn't leave hungry, I bet. I bet you three quesadillas, fries, and cheese bites would have been too much.
No.
Did you leave hungry?
No, it was good. I was fine.
He was fine, but he wasn't full. He wasn't satisfied.
But had I had another quesadilla, I'd have been just on top of the world.
All right. Okay, we got to be done.
Guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Clearview Today.
Hey, Clearview Today family, thank you so much for tuning into the show. We're having a great time so far. Listen, if this show has been a source of encouragement and insight for you, we want to take a second and just ask you to consider supporting us financially. I know that might ruffle feathers a little bit, but think about it. You're listening to this show seemingly because you care about spreading the life-changing message of Jesus Christ to the world. Well, your giving allows us to continue sharing that message with other listeners just like you.
Your support is more than just encouragement to us. When you give, you're becoming our partner. You're joining with us to spread God's truth and love to a hurting world. And your gift is a reflection of your faith. And believe it or not, it's going to make an eternal impact in someone's life.
That's right. And giving to the show is insanely easy. All you do is visit our website, clearviewtodayshow.com, and you can click on that little button that says Give Today. We're so encouraged by everyone who's already giving to the show. And if today's your first time listening, we want to let you know that we appreciate your partnership, and we pray that God blesses you abundantly for your commitment to his work. All right, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have a question or suggestion for a new topic, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. Dr. Shah, you know, we've been talking about your, I keep forgetting.
He's not here.
It's like
he's not here today.
I keep waiting to learn, but it's just not happening. You know, in Dr. Shah's absence, one of the things we did want to talk to you guys about is his book, 30 Days of Praying for America. So we plug this book at the end of every episode, and there's a good reason for that. This book is book number 3 in a 30 Days devotional series that Dr. Shah and his wife, Nicole, started back in 2020. 30 Days of Praying for America has easily been the most successful one.
Oh, 100%.
And by I say most successful, I don't mean like the most in sales, but the most in impact.
Yeah.
This book.
That's not to say the other two were flops by no stretch.
Yeah,
I mean, they were
saying.
Very well received and people really enjoyed them, and
I'm joking.
They've continued to sell and they are continuing to be a blessing to people. But far and away, I mean, 30 Days of Praying for America took off like we had never seen.
Yes, of course. The first, like the 30 Days of Praying for America was like what you dream the first book is going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to put things out so that people kind of get used to it. And you always think that the very first thing, the first album, the first book, the first show, the first radio show, whatever you do is going to be that big hit. And sometimes it comes later. But the reason reason 30 Days of Praying for America, the reason we want it to be something that you guys use as a resource in your church, in your family, in your home, whatever it is, we want it to be a resource is because we've seen God instantly use it. It blew up after it was written, so much so that it got into the hands of President Trump about, golly, a couple months, maybe a month or two after it was published.
Yeah.
When did it get published? Do you remember? Was it in July?
It was in July.
And then
yeah, right around the 4th.
I think President Trump had it around September, October. So yeah, only a couple months. Now, are we saying that President Trump sits and reads it every day? I hope so. But I know this. It has been handed to him. There's a good chance it will be sitting in the Oval Office for the next 4 years. And we're not saying that to brag. We're saying that to say that God has big plans for a book like this.
That's right.
So what we wanted to do was kind of maybe take some of our favorite chapters over the next couple of days. Maybe we'll actually get Dr. Shaw on the phone one day to walk through one of them with us while he's traveling. And all this is kind of leading up to the reveal of what's been going on behind the scenes that we're very, very excited to tell you guys about.
Yeah.
It's just not the right time.
It's not the right time.
It's not the right time.
Important that we know that.
There's a chapter in this book. It's chapter 24. It's called Righteousness. And it basically looks at what is it that makes a nation prosperous? You know, we are very quick to say that America is the greatest nation that's ever existed. Mm-hmm. And it's the greatest nation on the face of the earth today. And you know what? I might be a little bit biased. I'm inclined to agree.
I think so too.
But what is it that makes the American people, what is it that makes the American way of life righteous? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of times where I look out at America right now and I'm saying, we are not behaving like a righteous nation.
No, we're not. And I think anybody who, you know, has an eye and anybody who can look at the news would say, hey, this isn't righteous behavior. And certainly we would agree with that. But that doesn't change the fact that America was founded upon biblical principles.
Right. That's right.
That's something that is neglected. It's something that is overshadowed. And a lot of times people will just straight up disagree with you on that. But if you look at our nation's history and you look at the formation of America, you look at the documents, you trace the heart of the founding fathers, mm-hmm. which Dr. Shaw has done through 30 Days of
through
Praying for
book,
America.
Yes.
It is obvious that America was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles.
Yeah. There's a lot of young people today, and maybe you can kind of speak to this as well, because you're seeing young people as well. You work with teenagers every single day of the week. And so there's a lot of young people, I think, who have a genuine love for our country, have a genuine love and passion, but loving our country is not enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I think we as a people have grown very short-sighted. We have forgotten that all throughout history, like the entire timeline is just littered with nations who were once the peak. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about the Roman Empire, you think about all these various empires, the Greeks and the Byzantines and the Babylonians and the Assyrians and all these empires that in their time were on top of the world.
Right.
And they would probably have looked at themselves and said, God has truly blessed this nation or our gods or whatever. They'd have said that. What's stopping America from joining them? You know, if Christ doesn't come back for the next 100,000 years, mm-hmm. will America still be around? I want to say, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is it that's keeping us around if not being founded on Christian principle?
Right. I think that, you know, if you travel to other countries, you know that there's something very special about America.
Oh, yeah.
And what our students and our teenagers and our young people are dealing with right now is they're growing up in a world that teaches them to not be proud of their mm-hmm. national heritage.
Right.
You should not be proud to be an American. You should not be proud of our nation. And I'm not saying that that is true for every person at all times and all places. But I'm saying there is a very real, and there has been a very real push, this rhetoric of we need to rewrite American history. We need to, you know, not be so proud of being an American, and we need to just promote sameness
right
across the board. We need to be like other nations. And if you look at the trajectory of other nations, it has not gone well for them.
That's right.
They have not seen the success in the amount of time that America has seen. And that's because they were of their foundation. How you are founded as a nation matters. How you're founded as an organization matters. And so for us to think any different of a nation or a country is, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And you know what exalts a nation, man?
You know, righteousness does.
Righteousness does.
Righteousness
That's
does.
Right. That's what it says in the book of Proverbs, man. Proverbs 14:34. It says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people or many mm-hmm. people or any people.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one it is. I think it's any.
It's people. Any.
Yeah.
It's any.
And so, you know, that word righteousness, how do we be righteous? We actually did. This was actually kind of cool. We did a devotion and worship for worship team rehearsal the other day. We're introducing a new song called All Sufficient Merit, which basically is that it's that God sees Christ's righteousness in us. And what that means is it's what it doesn't mean. Like, it doesn't mean that God pretends to see Christ's righteousness. Like, okay, when I look at you, when I look at John Galantis or Ryan Hill or David Williamson or Abaddon Shah or anyone else, when I look at you, I see a filthy, wretched sinner. But when I look at my son, I see righteousness. So I'm just going to pretend that I'm looking at my son. Go on in. That's not what the Bible says at all. It says God looks at you and he truly sees pure righteousness. And it's like, I don't have any righteousness in me.
Right.
How do I do that? And so that was sort of what that devotional time was about. It helped us to see it a little bit clearer. But that word righteousness, you know, it's actually a Hebrew word, tzedek. You didn't know I knew that, did you?
I did not.
I took Hebrew one. But, you know, it refers to our subjection. Righteousness is not like, look at me, I haven't done anything wrong. It's our subjection to God's universal order.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that America has really, really lost is we don't want to be subject to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be subject to another nation. We don't want to be subject to another people, our spouse, our boss, even to God.
Yeah.
We have lost that sense of subjection.
Yeah. We as Americans, I mean, you know, the American ideal is be your own boss. Mm-hmm. It's be in charge of your own destiny. And there's merit to that. I mean, there's positives to that as well.
Oh, yeah,
but
sure.
I think we lose just like you were saying, John, we lose the emphasis on being subject to someone or something else.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we're going to be subject to someone or something, even if that's our own sinful desires. We are going to be enslaved by the base desires that we experience. So why not put yourself in subjection to the one who made you, cares
right.
about you, loves you, and can bring you true freedom?
That's right.
The one who you were designed to worship and be subject to rather than, you know, this whim or this fleeting pleasure. I love what Dr. Shah writes in this chapter and Nicole as well about unrighteousness coming in many forms.
Mm-hmm.
This is page 104 in the book. They talk about unrighteousness coming in many forms, you know, lying, cheating, violence, murder, but sexual immorality is kind of like the all-time high.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in where we are as a nation, sexual immorality is just rampant mm-hmm. through homosexuality, through transgenderism. This has been the case in other empires and nations as well.
Mm-hmm.
And without fail, when that gets out of control, those nations vanish.
No, not us, man. We're different. We different, you know, we're the exception to the rule, because guess what? All those other nations, they had other stuff going on behind the scenes. It wasn't sexual immorality. How can sexual immorality take an empire down? How can it bring an entire nation down to its knees? And you know what's crazy? You see it time and time and time again, and we ignore the
yeah.
patterns of history.
Yeah.
That is the one thing I've seen through all of the social media posts, through videos online, through TikToks. We want to, quote unquote, learn from history, but we ignore all the things that history actually teaches us that happens.
Right.
And I think Dr. Shah has said it from the pulpit. We've said it from this radio show. When culture starts to go down that road of homosexuality and really just sexual immorality, but especially homosexuality as well, those are the last steps on the way down.
Yeah.
And so is there hope for America? I think there is.
Yeah.
And I know Dr. Shah would agree with us. I think we're about to enter into a time where we're going to see this return to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's really needed.
Yeah.
If it's ever needed, it's right now.
I think we're seeing that in some regards in various places. You know, you're seeing a resurgence of conservative values. You're mm-hmm. seeing a resurgence of, you know, teaching of what the Bible actually promotes as marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Shah writes this in the book. It says, when a society becomes promiscuous instead of a man and woman having sex only in the confines of marriage, it's a matter of time before that society will shrivel and die.
Yes, that's true.
And he lists other societies like the Romans, the Greeks, the Sumerians, the Moors, the Babylonians, the Anglo-Saxons. I mean, the evidence is there. The trajectory has proven true more often than not.
It's a pattern. It's a pattern, and you have to open your eyes to see it. And I think that's one of the things I like about this book, is this book points out a lot of the patterns. You know, Dr. Shah and Nicole wrote it with this hope in mind, is to point out the real history of our nation, the real history even of other countries, other nations that have gone down that path. You have the opportunity to learn from them. You know, you have the opportunity as leaders in your community, as leaders in your churches, maybe even as leaders in the nation one day, you have the opportunity to learn from the people of the past. And so this book really is it's a cry for Americans to get back to a foundation that we know works. Kind of like when you reboot your computer, right? Like,
yeah.
Like there's a lot of times, I can't remember, Windows used to have it. I don't know if Mac has it, but when you... Yeah, it's like a system restore. It's like, all right, what's the last point we agree this worked? We you know, we have a foundation that it was working at this time.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Let's take it back to that. And so we know that if this nation was truly built on Christian values, we can take it back to that point.
Yes. Yeah.
And part of doing that is not only reading this book, but praying, you know, reading the word of God, having a culture shift, having a mind shift.
Yeah, I would add to that, you know, parents and adults, make sure you're having these conversations with your kids and with your teenagers. Mm-hmm. This is the world that they're growing up in. And if you think that there's not an agenda behind the social media platforms that they're using, you, my friend, are unfortunately very naive. Yeah. There is absolutely an agenda, a rhetoric behind the videos that show up on their For You page, the videos that are recommended to them. So have these conversations with them. They're hard, they're uncomfortable, but it needs to happen. If we are truly to become one nation under God again, it's going to come from the generation after us. Mm-hmm. So have these conversations with your kids. Teach them what it means to, you know, have a biblical view of how God created humanity. God created humans, male and female, man and woman, husband and wife. That's it. That's the extent of God's design. Yeah. And that's the best design for us.
Perfect example of that is what's going on right now. Look at this TikTok ban. I don't know how real this is with this whole, like, we've got a couple more weeks and then TikTok is banned. I don't know. But let's just say, let's go forward and say that it's real, that TikTok is going away from here. What is your reaction to that? Like, your actual reaction to that? What is your kid's reaction to it?
Yeah.
You know, you may find that there's a world of difference where you're like, oh man, I'm losing my cool, fun video thing. I'm losing, like me, I'm like, man, that was a cool way to kind of waste time.
Yeah.
To kind of just watch some funny videos. I guarantee you there's people like younger than me, like in that teenage years, who are devastated.
Oh, 100%.
Devastated.
I've like talked to some of them. They're devastated.
Are losing a loved one in their life.
Yeah.
You don't, I'm saying this like as someone who like likes TikTok and who can get easily sucked into social media. You don't realize the hold that it has on your children.
Yeah.
You don't realize the hold that it has on our culture and on our nation. There are people like genuinely going to lobby Congress to to stop this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, that goes to show the world in which we're living in is very different. You know, that's where our kids and our students and our teenagers view their primary mode of connection. They feel that connection with people they're online with, on social media with. So teaching them how to craft those real life connections and teaching them that this is how God designed us. And this is the importance of connecting face to face. This is the importance of a biblical understanding of sex and sexuality. This is the importance of, you know, having relationships, especially this is a great opportunity to encourage them to get involved in church.
Yeah.
This is, if they're not already, this is a great opportunity to help them facilitate those connections in a real and God honoring way.
And like Ryan said, we are seeing, a return to conservative values.
Absolutely.
We're seeing that return. I mean, look at this election that just passed. If you look at the numbers of like people who actually voted conservative, I mean, it's staggering. It was most of America.
Yeah.
I don't mean like there were a couple of blue states. There were some blue cities and that was about it.
Yeah.
Almost every state. And I don't think I'm wrong on that. I could be slightly mistaken, but I don't think I am.
But
I think most states ended up red. And it was a lot of, you know, interestingly, it was a lot of Gen Z young men.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of Gen Z young men. I think Dr. Shaw would agree with me on this. I think we're seeing a resurgence of men starting to lead again.
Men, I think we are too.
Men, especially young men, are tired of seeing the modern man emasculated.
Yep.
They are tired of being followers. They're tired of being punished and for being who they are. And I think socially we are going to start seeing what am I trying to say? Not the caricature, but the vision, not the vision, but the example of the young Christian man starting to lead in our, and that doesn't mean dominate. It doesn't mean commandeer. It doesn't mean like they're going to usurp power, but they're going to lead the conversation. They're going to lead the morality of their peers.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really cool.
I agree. Make sure you guys join us tomorrow. Same time, same station. We're going to be diving into another great topic here on the Clearview Today Show. Thanks again to our sponsors for today's episode. And don't forget that you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes if you want to re-listen or share it with a friend. And you can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com. John, what do you want to leave our listeners with today?
So you can also get the other two books in the 30-day series, which is 30 Days Through a Crisis, Daily Devotions to Navigate Your Faith, and 30 Days to a New Beginning, Daily Devotions to Help You Move Forward, and get our debut album, Heaven Here and Now. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Rhapsody, Kazaa, LimeWire, FrostWire, and all your favorite torrenting platforms. You can get that wherever digital music is streamed or sold.
That's right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We love you guys.